Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Hazria Metzora, which is also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, Habaleinu L'Tayva, let us share some thoughts for this very special Shabbos. Parshas Hazria Metzora, of course, deals with individuals or houses or clothing that have a negat saras on them. The negat saras, of course, is something seen as a message from the Bari Olam. Everything that happens to us is a message to the Bari Olam, a message from the Bari Olam. Everything is ashkacha pratis. But this, being that it's so not natural, it's such a spiritual type of makkah, it's seen especially so, and therefore the refuah, the way to deal with it, is seen also as an example, as a lesson of how to deal with challenges that are spiritual challenges. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, talks about the tikkun of a Baal Gaiva. He's not talking about saras. But he's talking about a Baal Gaiva, which is, of course, the mida that leads a person to tzaras. There, in writing in Hilchos Deos, he writes about a Baal Gaiva, Yani Gasve B'Bizoyen Harbe, B'Yeshev L'mate Ben Akoel, that in order to conquer the mida of Gaiva, a person has to go to the other extreme. He has to act in a manner of bizyaynus, in a manner in which he has the opposite of gaiva, to sit lamata min hakel, to sit at a seat that's less significant than everyone. The yalbish beluye sechuvais, he should not wear clothing that makes him seem chashu. Hamavazi says of shayam, but clothing that's embarrassing to wear. Kies vidvarameu. And in the Siva Shalom, he explains, maybe it should be understood pashut. And this is all an example of a lesson from Tzaras. A Mitzayra bodad yeshev. A Mitzayra sits away from everyone. Tamei tamei yikra. He's called tamei. He's not given honor. Begadav yiyu pirumim. His clothing are, as the Rambam says, beluye sechuvais, are inferior or ripped begadim. And the idea is that the example of the refuah of a tzaras is an example of the way we should always deal with inyanei gaiva. Even as Mizman has said that we're not zeicher to have tzaras as a warning. It says in the Siva Shalom, it says every time by tzaras, every step of the way, it says v'huva el ha-kayin. It should be brought to the kayin. V'huva el ha-kayin. What is it? V'huva el ha-kayin. It should say, as a tzaras, v'yaymer ha-kayin, so-and-so. But every time it says the time, say v'huva el ha-kayin, v'huva to somebody who can helpfully help him. Can someone tell him what to do? So that example is an example which remains. It remains even when we have no tzaras. But the example being to go to somebody who can give some advice as to what the person needs in order to fix the midas hagaiva. Of course, the main problem with midas hagaiva is that we don't know when we have it. Gaiva comes from a warped self-image. It comes where a person has a self-image of himself that's incorrect. He sees himself as extraordinary, or he sees himself as brilliant, and therefore behaves that way. That's the midah of gaiva. And that midah of gaiva really is very difficult to self-identify. The fact of the matter is that generally human beings by their own nature have gaiva. Why so? Because by definition, your opinion is something you see as correct. Is your opinion always correct? It always seems correct to you. And therefore, this anhoga, this behavior, is an appropriate behavior. Nevardik, the school of Nevardik was one of the three schools that came from the original Bala Musar, B'sa Salantim, and Mis Talmidim. And in Nevardik in particular, they worked hard on this midah. It was known that in Nevardik, a bocher would walk into a hardware store and ask for a container of milk. We walk into a grocery and ask for a hammer. And obviously, he would be told, you're in the wrong place. He would do it to work on his midas. Now, obviously, I'm not telling you to do this. You have to be on the madrega to do this. Now, the idea is he would work on his midah to the midah of Gaiva. The stipler was in the Nevardik Yeshiva in Bialystok. The stipler worked on his midah as well. And that idea is an idea that we have to be ready to be makabla on ourselves, to try to undertake in our behavior, to actively, consciously take a moment in our lives, a time in our lives, a time where people are interested in kibudin, in kavod, and to work on it. An excellent time would be a yahrzeit. You want to do something leil nishmas apparent. An excellent time. Because a yahrzeit is a time where the gaiva comes up. A person gets upset if he doesn't get the kibud that he thinks he deserves. He doesn't get the omid that he thinks he should be getting. These are all the siyanis of gaiva. When the Rambam says, a person yashpil atzma, yeshiv lamata min akayo, the idea is to have expectations that are less, that are lower than a person might think he has. And the kibudim of a yahrzeit are the opportunity for a person really to work on this. To work on this, to forego the active disputes that take place so many times on this yahrzeit. So, the God of you, Perumim, Bodad Yeshev, Tami Tami Yikra, the practice that the Torah prescribes for a Metzairah, it's a refuah, it's a set of medications. Not medication you take orally, but sometimes the change in a person's behavior heals him even better. And that's the opportunity that Parshas Sasriya Mitzera gives us, to stop for a minute, to realize, oy, 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 what is Yainis of the Tzaraas today? How many of us would, Rachmanu Litzlan, the Tzaraas would be Parchabanu, and we'd be embarrassed in front of anyone, everyone. You can't explain it away. You got to do what you got to do. You have to go chusamachta, you have to behave in these ways that the Torah says. Ay, ay, ay. Imagine it would happen. And therefore, Sakta Rambam in Hilchus Deis, he says, you don't have tzaras, okay. There's a tikkun for a bal gaiva. Yana gatsan bivizayin harbe, yeshu lamata min hakoel, yambish besu beluhe schuvais. A person should play the part properly. There was a Yid who got very insulted over the kibbutzim on Yom Kippur. He got very angry at the Gabbai. The Rav came over to him quietly afterwards. He says, I don't get it. You just said in your davening on Yom Kippur many times, Harei ani ufanecha kechlim olibushu chlima. He said, Ma ani machayai, who am I? I'm a nobody. I'm in front of you like Hashem, something full of bizyainis. How could you get upset? And the man answered, huh? Compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Kli Malei Bishul Klima. Compared to the Gabbai, that's different. No, that's a warped thinking. And therefore, the Parshas Sasriya Mitzera is very negaya. To know, to imagine, just close your eyes for a minute, imagine, God forbid, you had a tzaras and everybody knew about it. You have to go, Bader Yeshev, Chutzlamach, Tamei Shabbat, everybody's aware of it. Believe me, when you're a Bakaiva and Shul, everybody knows is aware of it also. They don't say it. Swallow your pride and do the right thing. Moving on to the parasha. Perikid Beis Pasuchav, we learn Echad La'il of Echad L'chatos, that there are two Karbanis that are brought, Oil and L'chatos. The Oila is mentioned first in the Pasik, the Chatos is mentioned second. Talk to Rashi, Le'idima Taira Ela L'mikra. When the Torah says that Oila is before Chatos, That's just for reading purposes. For reading purposes. Really, the chatzos goes first, the olah goes second. Olah mikra, it's a gemara, it's zvacha tzadik. It's always said to read it that way, and that's it. What does that mean? The Torah says it only to read it that way. So Taisus explains there in Zvachim, there's a din in the person giving the carbon, and there's a din in the kayin. The person giving the carbon, the person who's in charge of doing it, the Aledis, for example, in the beginning of our parasha, V'locha shtei tayrim o'shnei b'nei yayna, echad layla v'echad l'chatas. It says ayla first, and it says chatas second. The way he's supposed to be looking at it, the person, he or she, that's making the carbon, dikra z'ayla, to be ma'ali yourself, l'mayla l'mayla. Once the karbonis get to the kayin, so the kayin is makriv the chatas first, as it says in the few parashah by the mitzvah. V'asa kayin echa chatas echa layla. Why does it say by a kayin? Why does it say by a mitzvah echad chatas echa layla? That's the job of the kayin, the hakrava. So you makriv the chatas first. You magdish the ayla first. Why? Why do you do it that way? The answer is the ikur is the ayla. The ayla brings you up to a higher level. But you have to clean yourself first. Chatas. You clean yourself. If you have a dirty silver becha, first you clean off the dirt, and then you polish the silver. That's the chatas first, the ayla second. But the ayla is mentioned first. The ayla, yidimataya ayla, ella limikra. The purpose is to get to the point of an ayla. The Kray Kaidish brings Ramei Lublin, Ramei Shapiro, was Mate Neder, Erev Rosh Hashanah. He went last. Why did he go last? He said, the three who are going to be Mate for me, let them be cleansed. Let them be Mate Neder first. They'll be cleansed. Then I have three Torah people. They'll be Mate by Neder. Huh? Imagine, the same idea. The same idea as the idea here in the Parsha. That Be'em is the Oyla Zeker. I was first, and when it comes to being makrivit, the chatas is first, I guess. That may explain. In Ezel Makayim that we say every morning, we say chatas atzibur v'ayachid, and then we say ha'ayla. We say first the chatas, and then the ayla. But I thought l'mikra, for talking about it, the ayla's first, the answer is no. Nishama parvus of Hoseinu. First you bring the chatas, you become tar. And then you go and you bring the ayla. So this is the insight into the difference between echel ayla v'echel achatas and va'osa kaidus achatas v'sayla, the difference between the two. And so, with these two concepts, these two ideas, we get ready for a very special Shabbos. I know there's tumbling about haircuts and shaving this Friday, those who keep the first part of Svira, yes, you can shave, take a haircut this Friday. And they say Mishnah Berurah. Everything else is not Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is klar. Mishnah Berurah says that you should know. Reb Yaakov has a shtukah Torah on this. It's in the Emes L'Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch. But it's not in the Emes L'Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Svira. And it's not in Reb Yaakov and Hilchis. It's in Simei Reish Samach, Hilchos Shabbos, where the Mishnah Berurah brings the concept of Yehuda Chassid, of not shaving. There, Reb Yaakov explains that in a case where you don't have the option of taking a haircut on Thursday, you do it on Friday. He says, the Farish, not Thursday, but you should do it on Friday. And that's why the minigun yeshiva all the years, it was yeshiva was run by Rav Yaakov, Rav Yaakov's Talmidim, and the Rav Palmer or Rebelski, and we used to do always was to take the shave and the haircut on Friday. The exception is someone who holds the so-called second half of Sfira, that he could take a haircut on Thursday. Somebody like him doesn't have a heter for this Friday. And so with that, I would like to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, not only a wonderful Shabbos, but a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Wonderful Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Prasid Yom Tzara to one and all.